Today, former President Donald Trump is facing two new legal setbacks. Last night, an appeals court ruled that the Department of Justice can resume reviewing the classified documents that the FBI seized at Trump's Florida estate this summer. The judges wrote that Trump's legal team has not even attempted to show that he needed information in those documents or that he formally declassified them. On Fox last night, Trump said he doesn't have to.
If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it, because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it.
Well, that prompted a torrent of social media mocking about being able to think things true. But Trump is also facing a new lawsuit filed yesterday by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She is suing Trump and three of his children for fraudulently inflating the value of their assets, largely to get better bank loans. Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist David K. Johnston, author of the book The Big Cheat, about the Trump family finances, has been saying this for years. The AG's 220-page lawsuit says Trump lied over 200 times. With all of your research, writing about this for 30 years, what new details are jumping out at you?
Well, what's very significant in Letitia James' lawsuit is that she shows that Trump personally was involved in these frauds. Donald has in the past repeatedly said, well, I just did what the lawyers told me to do, what the appraisers said, or what the accountants said. She shows that he was making the decisions to deceive. In one case, a building appraised at $200 million, he said in his net worth statement, was worth $527. Then he also said, that's what the appraiser said. That's fraud. And there are so many examples of fraud involving Donald's behavior. It's not surprising to me because he's behaved this way his whole life, but she's really tied down the evidence from documents and the people who worked with Trump, showing he has personal responsibility for this, and he can't claim in court, oh, I just did what the lawyer said to do.
Well, Westchester County Golf Club was listed having hefty initiation fees, which they never collected. Trump's company, Trump, also inflated the size of one building, the square footage. How do you get away with that when there are appraisers? What happened here?
Well, there's a secondary problem here that's much bigger, and that is among the big banks in New York, especially the international banks, there's just rampant illegal activity. A whole lot of journalists have written about this. We've had cases brought. There's just widespread flouting of the law in return for big upfront fees from borrowers like Trump who aren't really qualified for the loans.
Okay. Well, look, the New York Times investigation a few years ago found Trump's empire also deflated assets. This was to get lower taxes. They said, oh, no, we're not making anything there. We have nothing there.
The trick, Robin, is you present yourself to your banker as Croesus and you present yourself to the government as a pauper. And Donald absolutely did that in ways that are completely at odds with financial reality.
Yeah. The New York AG wants a judge to appoint an independent monitor to oversee Trump Organization finances, wants the Trump family barred from acquiring real estate in New York for 5 years, wants to ban them from ever leading a company in New York again. Can you imagine that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the New York Attorney General's office shut down the fraudulent Trump University and the fraudulent Donald Trump Foundation. You and I, Robin, have a right to our lives as natural persons, but corporations are creatures of the state, and they only exist when they comply with the rules the government has set. And she's seeking a corporate death penalty here for the Trump Organization and its subordinates, and to prevent Donald from borrowing money from any bank that does business in New York, which means if he wants to get a loan, he's got to get some little regional bank in Iowa or Texas. This is a very determined effort to see to it that Donald Trump does not do business in New York. The only area where the Attorney General can't touch him is if he decides to own a property directly as a sole proprietor, which exposes him to a lot of legal risk.
Well, but this is a lawsuit, and he has already, you know, come out firing, saying that it's all, you know, a part of the witch hunt. Just in the few seconds we have, you know, what do you think is the thing that just rises here?
Well, fundamentally, because she has shown that Trump directed these activities, he doesn't have a defense. Fraud is always and everywhere a crime. And Trump's statement that, oh, well, I said you can't believe these statements, you need to check them out, that's another fraud, and it doesn't protect the underlying fraud.
Yeah. Investigative journalist David K. Johnston, author of the book The Big Cheat. It's about the Trump family finances, which are, you know, being laid out by the New York Attorney General. David, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.